In his resignation letter, Ambassador Dark said he could no longer effectively do his job following President Trump's comments about him. That's the official version. I asked Rob Watson, the BBC's political correspondent in London, for the backstory.
The key part of the backstory, and this is pretty explosive for Boris Johnson and feeds into the whole Brexit imbroglio here in the UK, is that Weird learns that the BBC and other journalists have learned is that the final straw for Sir Kim was when Boris Johnson refused to give him his backing when he was engaged in a television debate with Jeremy Hunt, who's the other candidate to try and succeed Theresa May as Conservative Party leader and, of course, as Prime Minister. And, of course, it's raised this issue, you know, what on earth is Boris Johnson doing, choosing to take the side, if you like, of President Trump and the White House against Her Majesty's ambassador in the UK. It's as sort of blunt and as brutal as that.
Right. I mean, during that televised debate last night, it's kind of hard to hear exactly what they're saying. And Jeremy Hunt, the rival to become prime minister, is in the mix. But it was lively.
Oh, it certainly was. I mean, if I had to sum up the debate, though, it would be feisty but futile. And why I mean, why I say feisty is there was an awful lot of talking over each other and, you know, how to deal with President Trump, what to do about Sir Kim was part of that disagreement. But I say futile because one suspects that those who are in a position to elect Boris Johnson, and that is the small number of Conservative Party members, about 160,000 of them, they like Mr. Johnson. An awful lot of them have probably already voted. And because they like him so much and they like his sort of positive attitude towards Brexit, I think even something as awkward and as embarrassing and difficult as this probably won't make much difference. Certainly not to his attempts to become Prime Minister. Where I think this is immensely important is how will it affect his time in office when he becomes a prime minister, to have Britain's civil service, the sort of the permanent officials, the neutral officials who carry out the work of the government, presumably being rather suspicious of the new man at number 10.
Yeah, so why would a prospective prime minister like Boris Johnson not defend officials of the government he would have to lead?
I think the explanation for that has been provided by some in his campaign team, which is that they, you know, put simply, they are prioritizing a good relationship between Mr. Johnson and President Trump. Now, that, of course, has led critics of Mr. Johnson and of Brexit to say, hey, look, this is exactly what we warned you about when we said not to vote Leave in the referendum, that it would necessarily involve Britain having to pivot away from Brussels more towards Washington, and what? Basically having to suck up to whoever was in the White House, that no matter how critical the President has been of the Prime Minister, of Theresa May, of an ambassador, you just have to suck it up because that's the new reality of Britain's place in the world.
The head of the Foreign Service has said this is all very unprecedented. What do we know about the leaker and how this highly classified diplomatic cable actually got leaked?
We don't. I mean, there's been all sorts of speculation. I mean, was it hacking by the Russian state? Was it leaked by someone who's really enthusiastic by Brexit and wanted to get rid of an ambassador that they didn't consider to be Brexity enough? Or was it leaked by someone who thinks that Brexit is a really crazy idea and that this would complicate relations, expose the difficulty of that pivot that I was talking about from Brussels to Washington? I mean, we simply don't know. But I think what you can say is this, is that it feeds into the extraordinary stresses and strains that the whole Brexit process has put on the entire British system. And in particular, that system we have here that's rather respected, where you have a sort of division of labour between elected politicians who decide policy on the one hand, and bureaucrats, unelected officials, the civil service, who sort of get on with what it is that the politicians tell them to do.
The BBC's political correspondent Rob Watson speaking with us from London. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, Marco.